Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Celebrate Our God-Given Freedom and Faith While Honoring Our Blessed Mother with Ghirelli's USA Rosary. Each state is represented on this rosary's 50 beads. Red, white, and blue enamel adorn its patriotic crucifix. Get yours today. Shop www.ghirelli.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome once again to the Gary Zimak Show. My name is Gary Zimak. It will be my pleasure to be with you for the next 30 minutes. I hope you could settle in, relax. Man, we've got a good show today. We're going to talk about the Sacred Heart of Jesus, how much he loves you, and check this out, how he continually seeks you out day after day. That is a message that brings me a great deal of comfort. It's one that I need to remember as I'm running around trying to get things done, as I'm panicking because my roof is leaking, and yes, that did happen to me last week. It's so easy to panic. It's so easy to panic and forget just how much Jesus loves us. He cares about us. So if we're worried about something, he cares. He wants to help. If maybe we've committed some sin and we feel alienated from him, he cares. He wants to reach out. And here's the beautiful thing. The Lord is going to continually reach out after you. No matter where you go, you can't get away from him. That's a good thing. Because sometimes what do? We try to get away from him. We don't realize it. We get in a position where we run away. We just want to be isolated. The Lord's always going to keep looking for us, and that's a beautiful thing. So we're going to talk about that throughout the show. Because this program airs on many different Catholic radio stations around the country and also in a podcast form, you could either be listening to it on the day of the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart, which, by the way, is the Friday after the second Sunday of Pentecost, or maybe it was a couple of days ago, or maybe you're listening to the show sometime in the future. The point is the same. Christ cares about you. He loves you. He's got a real human heart. You know, we forget that sometimes. We forget that Jesus has a human heart. He can feel sadness. He can feel joy. He feels the same things that we feel. But above all, he loves you with an unconditional, never-ending love. And you know, that can sound a little hokey sometimes. I think often we lose sight of the fact how important that is. But when you're having a bad day, when you can't find anybody to listen to you, you can't find anybody to bring you comfort, everything's going wrong around you, maybe you had a friend betray you, it's happened to me, it's not fun, Jesus is always there. And that is what we're going to talk about on the program today. I want to thank you again for listening. The show has been a great blessing to me. I'm so honored to be able to do it. And I would ask you to continue to help me spread the word about the Gary Zimak Show. Let your friends know about the program. It's available free of charge on any of the normal podcast outlets. And it's also available at many of the Catholic radio stations around the country. So let people know the Gary Zimak Show is there. Send them directly to my website, which is followingthetruth.com, for more information about the program. And I also hope you know that I'm praying for you every day. I pray for your needs. I prayed for you this morning, and I will continue to do so. If you wouldn't mind praying for me, I would greatly appreciate it. And I'm also in the process of booking a lot of speaking engagements for 2020. I have some openings in 2019 still. If you're interested in bringing me into your parish, I would love to do it. Maybe you have a conference that you need a speaker for. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go, and I'd love to come out and speak to you about Jesus, about how he can help you overcome anxiety, about how he cares about you, about how he can give you hope. That's my message. I'd love to be able to give that to your parishioners or your conference attendees. Go to followingthetruth.com and contact me today, and we'll talk about that. All right. Now it's time to pray. This is where the rubber hits the road. This is what I love about this program. When I get to pray with you, it's a powerful time. So let's recognize that we are in the presence of our Heavenly Father, of Jesus, of the Holy Spirit. We're surrounded by an army of saints. So we're going to call in their intercession too. And this army is led by the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph. So these saints are ready to pray for us, and our guardian angel is ready to pray with us as well. So let's get ready to pray and ask the Father for our needs. And I'm going to ask him to help me to say the right words. He's got a message for you today, and I want to make sure that I don't get in his way. So let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, wow. When we get focused on the fact that we are in your presence, all of a sudden our earthly problems begin to fade. What can be a source of anxiety for us when we are in the presence of an all-loving and all-powerful Father? Father, thank you for giving us this new day. Thank you for blessing us in so many ways. Father, we ask you to continue to give us the strength we need to make it through the day. Help us to focus on you at all times, to never lose sight of the fact that your Son Jesus is always with us, always willing to help us and to draw us into a closer relationship with you. Father, we lift up all of our concerns right now. We ask you to strengthen us, to give us what we need. Oftentimes, we don't even know what we need. We lift up anyone who is sick. We ask you to touch them with your healing power and bring about the healing that they most need. We lift up all of our friends, our family members, anybody who has asked for our prayers. We lift up our priests, our religious, our deacons. We lift up the homeless. We lift up the homebound. We lift up anybody who is struggling, maybe on the verge of despair, maybe who has lost hope. We lift them up. We ask you, Father, to instantly touch them, to bless them, and to grant them the healing that they need. Father, I lift up this program. I turn it over to you. You're the boss here. You let me know what it is I'm supposed to say by stirring up and awakening your Holy Spirit in me. Come, Holy Spirit, give me the words. Let me know what I'm supposed to speak about today. Father, I thank you for allowing me to do this program. I thank you very much. And I ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, this is so awesome. By the way, thank you for praying with me. I really appreciate that. If you're just tuning in now, you're listening to The Gary Zimak Show. We do this each week on numerous Catholic radio stations and podcast outlets around the country. Today, we're going to talk about the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. A very important message. So what I would like to do is look at the Mass readings for the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and we'll just chat about them a little bit. So first, the first reading is from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. And here's what I'm going for today. I want you to know that Jesus is with you, he loves you, and he's going to take care of whatever you need. And even if you think you've managed to move away from him or he's not with you, I guarantee you, he is with you. And listen to these readings, and that's the point we're going to try to make. The first reading for the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus is Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 11 through 16. Here's what the prophet Ezekiel has to say. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will look after and tend my sheep. I'm going to pause and I want you to think about that. I myself will look after and tend my sheep. This sheep, this is the Lord speaking. So you're the sheep. The Lord is your shepherd. You've heard that expression before, but it's literally true. As a shepherd tends his flock, when he finds himself among his scattered sheep, that's us, so will I tend my sheep. I will rescue them from every place where they were scattered when it was cloudy and dark. This is important for us to remember. This is important for us to remember that wherever we are today, we might be in a place of anxiety and stress. We might be in a place where we've committed a sin and we feel detached from the Lord. We don't feel his presence. We might just be looking at an uncertain future and on the verge of hopelessness. Well, guess what? The Lord is seeking us out right now. He goes on to say, I will lead them out from among the peoples and gather them from foreign lands. I will bring them back to their own country and pasture them among the mountains of Israel, in the land's ravines and all its inhabited places. In good pastures will I pasture them, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing ground. There they shall lie down on good grazing ground, and in rich pastures shall they be pastured on the mountains of Israel. I myself will pasture my sheep. I myself will give them rest, says the Lord God. The lost I will seek out, the strayed I will bring back, the injured I will bind up, the sick I will heal, but the sleek and the strong I will destroy, shepherding them rightly. Here's what's happening in the time of the prophet Ezekiel. The pastors, the shepherds, are letting the people down. And the Lord's saying, I'm going to get involved. I am going to get involved and personally look out for the needs of my sheep. And this is a great message for us, because we're going to be let down by people. We'll even be let down by our leaders in the church from time to time. Don't let that rattle you. They're human. We all make mistakes. I would like to not acknowledge that this is the truth, but I have let down people in my life as well. Maybe I didn't mean to do it. Maybe I did mean to do it. Maybe I was in a miserable mood that day for whatever reason. I'm human. I am not divine. The good thing is, boy, I'll tell you, I am not divine. That goes without saying. But the good news is the Lord will never let you down. He's always going to be there for you. And that's why when people start to panic, and you hear this on the news and it's nonsense, you hear that the church is falling apart. The church won't fall apart. The church was founded by Jesus Christ, and he promised that the church will not fall apart. It will exist until the end of time. People will fall. You're going to see all kinds of sin committed by even those in the hierarchy of the church. That happens. Don't let that rattle your faith, because you have a good shepherd who is all powerful and all loving and who will never desert you. What a great message. And remember, this is in the Old Testament times. This is in the times of the prophet Ezekiel. This obviously is something we saw come about when Jesus came to earth. He is the shepherd that is here to shepherd his flock. But this was going on even before Jesus before Jesus took on human form, because the Lord God led his people for thousands of years. He led the Israelites out of slavery. So in the same way, he's leading us. And I want this to become personal today. I want this to become personal, and I want you to know that whatever you're going through right now, the Lord is right there with you. He's reaching out his hand. All you need to do is reach back and grab onto his hand. You might not feel him, but you also can't see the air that you breathe. Fair enough? That doesn't mean that the Lord's not there. You don't see electricity either. Stick a piece of metal into an electrical outlet, and you'll don't do that, please. You know, I did that when I was a kid once, believe it or not. I got a shock. But the point I'm trying to make is, I got to be careful what I say on the air here. The point I'm trying to make is, even though you might not feel the Lord, that doesn't mean he's not there, because your feelings are not facts. He is there. He's right there with you. So the responsorial psalm for the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart, I don't know how it could get any better than this. Psalm 23, and especially if you're somebody who struggles with anxiety, who needs that reassurance that the Lord is with you, Psalm 23 is your psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Beside restful waters he leads me. He refreshes my soul. You know, just let these words take you to a good place right now. Just relax. If you're able to, sit back and listen to these words. Let them take you to a place of rest. And you can find that place internally, because you've got the Holy Spirit living in you. Even if you don't have it externally, your world might be crumbling, but you can find that place of rest where the Lord wants to lead you right now. Look inside, look internally. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage. What I like about the Lord's message is that he doesn't try to sugarcoat anything. This is real. he's acknowledging that you could walk in the dark valley. Yeah, I walk through times of darkness many times in my life. I've got days that I look around and I say, oh, man, everything is doom and gloom. But then I work at it, and we have to work at it. This is the thing. We could always seek out the joy of the Holy Spirit. One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, we've talked about this before, is joy. So you've got the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of you. All you need to do is find a way to connect with that joy of the Holy Spirit. But it takes a little work. Reading a psalm like this is a great way to connect with the Lord and feel His joy. You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. Isn't that great? That is a great psalm. That's Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. And you know, the thing they say about sheep is sheep are dumb. Sheep follow. Sheep have many predators. They can't defend themselves. For the Lord to compare us to sheep, it might be a little insulting, but you know what? It is so true. Because a lot of times, what do? We walk around aimlessly. We walk around, we're helpless, we're clueless, we follow the wrong people, we look for pleasure in the wrong places, right? Can I get an amen? There you go. That's us. But the Lord wants to shepherd us. He's not going to leave us on our own. He's got you today. But you're going to need to take that move, to make that move and to reach your hand out. And let him grab you by the hand and let him lead you. The second reading for the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 5 through 11. Oh, man, this begins with one of my all-time favorite Bible verses. Brothers and sisters, St. Paul says, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Did you catch that? I got to read that again. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Sometimes we can't feel God's love, right? Sometimes we just can't feel it. I've gone through this for several years. This was really driving me crazy. I know God loves me. I know it in my head, but I just don't feel it. So I started praying to the Holy Spirit, asking the Holy Spirit to let me feel God's love. And I actually got this idea from Father Dave Pavanka. He does a video series called The Wild Goose. If you ever get a chance to catch it, make sure you do, because it's amazing. And he reminded me, and I started doing this, that the Holy Spirit is pouring out God's love into my heart. So that love is there. So if I can't feel God's love, I can say, come, Holy Spirit. Let me feel that love. Let me feel how much the Father loves me. And it started to happen. And now I really do feel it. But I continue to ask because I want to feel it more and more each day. You can also ask for this love when you've got a knucklehead in your life that drives you crazy. You know what I'm talking about. We all have them. And I just can't love this person. And maybe it's somebody, it's a political figure who you completely disagree with. And this person just drives me nuts. You can love that person with the love of the Father, because that love is poured out into your heart. In other words, like, I don't have what it takes. I don't have what it takes to love this person because they drive me crazy. Holy Spirit, pour out a little extra of that love in my heart today so I can love with the Father's love. What a great verse. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. And Paul goes on to say, for Christ, while we were still helpless, and remember, that whole sheep thing, we're helpless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly. That's us. We didn't deserve what he did for us, but he did it. Why? Because he loves us. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person. Though perhaps for a good person, one might even find courage to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How much more then, since we are now justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath? Indeed, if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, once reconciled, will we be saved by his life? Not only that, but we also boast of God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. This is a reminder of just how much the Lord loves us. He died for us, even though we were sinners, even though we turned against him. He died for the very people who were, at the time of his death, putting him up on that cross. And that's why he was able to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. See, Jesus understood his mission. And if you have any doubts that the Lord loves you, that the Lord Jesus loves you, take a look at the crucifix and think about what happened on that cross. That's an expression of his love. What a great reading. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 5 through 11. So now we're going to take a quick look at the gospel for the solemnity of the Sacred Heart. But the Alleluia verse before the gospel, another awesome one. It's Matthew 11, 29. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you, says the Lord, and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. The Lord wants you to take his yoke upon him. And we talked about that before. In the days of our Lord, a yoke was a wooden harness that connected two animals together, like two oxen, and they would be able to share the load. And what the Lord is saying is, I want you to be yoked with me. You think life is difficult? Sure, it is. But I'm going to take my arm and put it around you, and we're going to get through life together. That's the message of Jesus Christ. One to think about as we recognize his Sacred Heart. The gospel comes from Luke chapter 15, verses 3 through 7. Jesus addressed this parable to the Pharisees and scribes. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep. I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Man, you talk about love. If you're feeling lost today, and again, it could be for so many different reasons, you could have committed some serious sin. I don't care how bad it is. Many years ago, maybe it was just yesterday. Maybe you're in the midst of a situation right now where you know you're doing something wrong. Whatever the reason, maybe it's not sin you're dealing with. Maybe you're overwhelmed with stress and worry. Maybe you're lonely right now. Maybe you're sitting alone in your house. You have nobody to visit you. Maybe you're struggling with all kinds of different things. Maybe an illness. Maybe you have an illness and you don't know how it's going to work out. You're afraid that you might die from this illness. Maybe you have a loved one who is struggling. For any number of reasons, we can find ourselves, or at least feel alienated, feel all alone, feel that the Lord has deserted us. It happens. But again, remember what I always tell you. Feelings are not facts. They just aren't. I felt plenty of times that the Lord wasn't with me, but I knew in my head, I'd have to do a little work and think about it, I knew in my head that he was there. And I'd read scripture, I'd pray, and I'd say, all right, Lord, I don't feel anything, but I know you haven't deserted me. And a gospel like this reminds us of the fact that he's going to seek you out. So wherever you are today, if you're in that place, maybe you have strayed like that one sheep. Don't ever make the mistake of thinking, oh, the Lord's got millions of other sheep. He doesn't care about me. You better believe he cares about you. And this gospel reminds us, what man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And again, we'll go back to that illustration of the cross. Jesus came to earth. He took on human form. That wasn't fun, because that means that he would have to suffer in the same way that you and I suffer. But he did that because it was necessary so that the gates of heaven could be opened for you. It's a personal thing. Sometimes we think, oh, Jesus died on the cross for us. Don't think about that. Think about the fact that he died for you. He came to earth to suffer and die because he wanted you to be in his kingdom for all eternity. man, that's somebody who really loves me. And that's that image of the shepherd, the good shepherd, who is personally going to make sure that you make it to heaven. That's his job. That's what he wants to do. He wants to make sure that you don't stray and somehow don't end up in heaven. And there's so many different ways that that could happen. But aside from that, he also doesn't want you to suffer. If you're grieving right now for any number of reasons, if you're miserable, if you're hopeless, the Lord wants to help you. He wants to bring you that peace. He might not necessarily take your suffering away. Remember, in that Psalm 23, we talked about walking through the dark valley, or the valley of death in some translations. There's going to be times of difficulty in our lives that we will have to undergo suffering, but that doesn't mean that you can't feel the peace of the Lord. It doesn't mean you can't feel joy. Remember, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, peace, joy, love, these are things we want. These are things we can have, but you're not going to be able to find them externally. The flip side of that is, because the good thing is, when we look at this, we think, well, I can't find them externally. Maybe that's bad. No, that's good, because what that means is nothing going on around you can take away the joy that the Lord has for you. But you'll have to, again, do a little work, focus on Him, look inside of you, pray, receive the Eucharist as often as you can, go to confession, and then you're going to find that joy. So as we bring this program to a close, I want you to know, no matter where you are right now, spiritually, you might not feel that the Lord's with you. He is. So like that sheep who got lost, know that the shepherd is seeking you out right now. Make that move, make that decision to turn to Him today and say, Lord, I accept Your embrace. Hug me, help me. Help me with this problem. Let me feel Your joy, Your peace, Your love again. I need it. I want to thank you for listening to the program. Man, I get so fired up. I got to go rest now. I just love doing the show. If you have any questions, contact me through my website, followingthetruth.com. If you would be so kind as to consider making a donation, you can also do that at followingthetruth.com. That helps me because I'm in full-time ministry. Any little donation, whatever you can give, or if you can become a monthly sponsor, that helps me to continue to do the radio program, my speaking, my writing, and everything else that's involved with my apostolate. So please consider going to followingthetruth.com and making a donation to my work. I'd appreciate that. If you want to find out about my books or possibly arrange to have me come out and speak at your parish or conference, you can also do that at followingthetruth.com. Or if you just want to send me a message, you can do that at followingthetruth.com. And again, please continue to spread the word about the Gary Zimak Show. I love doing it. I want to get it out to more and more people. And the numbers are increasing every day, so I'm very happy about that. And you're a big part of that, and I thank you. Remember that you are always in my prayers. And again, I ask you to pray for me and my family. We're going to continue to do this as long as we can. Remember, the Lord loves you. He will not leave you alone. You are that lost sheep, and He will continue to seek you out. Until we meet again, this is Gary Zimak reminding you that the Lord loves you, and He will never desert you. Look forward to seeing you next week on the program. God bless.
I'm Father Dwight Longenecker. I'd like to invite you to join me for a pilgrimage tour to France this September. It's based on my book, St. Benedict and St. Therese, The Little Rule and the Little Way. I'll be teaching about the spiritualities and the lives of these two great saints, and we'll be visiting the great monastery of Fleury, where St. Benedict's relics are venerated, and of course going to Lisieux to visit the childhood home of St. Therese, the Carmel where she was a nun, and the great basilica dedicated to her honor. But there's more than that. At Paris, we'll be visiting the Basilica of Sacré-Cœur, Rue de Bac with the Miraculous Medal, going on to Vézelay, Nevers with St. Bernadette, Paray-le-Monial, where the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus was given to St. Margaret Mary, and then Chartres Cathedral, Mont-Saint-Michel, the Normandy beaches, and more. I think there's not only going to be time for instruction and learning, but also prayer and worship, celebrating Mass in the various locations, and also time for fellowship and a good bit of French food and wine, too. Come and join us this September. If you'd like to know more, go to CatholicHeritageTours.com. That's CatholicHeritageTours.com, or be in touch with me through my website, DwightLongenecker.com.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.